The highlight of our recent research into violations that are taking place in West Darfur is that RSF and allied Arab militias have attacked civilians in Ardamaka in early July, just before and after they have taken over the Sudanese Armed Forces military base that is based in Ardamaka. And what they did is they have targeted predominantly the ethnic Masalit community and also have targeted other communities who are not from the Arab communities. They killed and injured many civilians, hundreds of civilians actually, in Ardamaka. They were going from house to house and they killed many people in the streets, and they have attacked an IDP camp in Ardamaka, where again they have carried out deliberate targeted attacks of these communities. So many people fled to Chad and many others have fled to other parts of Darfur. We interviewed a number of witnesses and survivors who described a lot of horror in how the RSF and allied Arab militias have actually massacred civilians, which is not the first time they are doing. In August, we issued another report where we documented serious violations committed by the RSF and allied Arab militias in Al Janina, in Mistere, and Tindelti, all in West Darfur, where they have carried out ethnically motivated attacks.
You are definitely right to note that West Darfur is not the first time West Darfur has come under this sort of attacks. We saw previously the governor of West Darfur himself was kidnapped and killed, and a lot of violence against the Masalit people there. But of course, the RSF back then denied that it was their forces who did it, and they continue to deny this. You say these repeated attacks and violations is stem from a lack of accountability. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, exactly. The conflict in Sudan, as you may know, especially in Darfur, has been ongoing for the past 20 years. But then the new escalation of conflict in April was started by two generals and leaders of the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces, and the Sudanese Armed Forces, who both those forces were also implicated in serious human rights violations, including war crimes in Darfur. And none of the individuals who have been committing these violations have been held to account. So we believe one of the root causes for the ongoing violence and conflict in Sudan is the lack of accountability and lack of addressing, impunity and lack of accountability for past violations. If those who have committed violations in the past in Darfur have been held to account, we believe we will not have these cycles of violence in Sudan, which is why at Amnesty International we are calling for the international community and for all the actors in Sudan to ensure there is accountability for past violations, for recent violations, and for ongoing violations in the country, including in Darfur.
This recent episode of violence in West Darfur, of course, you note this in the report, in your research, that it started when the RSF and the army clashed, and the RSF ended up taking over the army base in Ardamaka. When they defend themselves, they say these are not RSF soldiers, these are not our people, these are people who infiltrated the RSF or maybe rogue elements. How did you ascertain from your research and from your interviews that it was indeed RSF soldiers who were committing these atrocities?
We understand when we have confirmed that it is the RSF and allied Arab militias who are carrying out these attacks, because the staff, when they were attacked, they have been defeated and they have withdrawn from their camps. We understand it is the RSF then that have taken over Ardamaka and the entire area of West Darfur. And as a result, it is them who have been attacking civilians. This comes out clearly in our interviews. There are also numerous videos and photographs that are posted, including by RSF themselves, bragging and, showing how they have taken over Darfur generally and West Darfur. It is clear from our research, therefore, that these attacks are carried out by RSF and allied Arab militias. And their leaders need to understand that, need to respect international humanitarian law. They need to end violence against civilians, and they must tell their soldiers that there will be accountability for violence against civilians.
Aside from calling on their leaders to restrain their soldiers and respect human rights, what are you recommending in terms of the international community and other actors? How can they help prevent rights abuses in Darfur?
The international community, again, need to press and pressure the leaders of the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese Armed Forces and tell them to protect civilians, essentially. One, and two, the Human Rights Council has recently established a fact-finding mission for Sudan. That mission needs to start its work to start investigating these violations that are ongoing and the violations that have taken place since the conflict started in April. And those findings should be made public, ensure that individuals who have committed violations and perpetrators are named for accountability purposes.